This is Audible.
Killshot by Ben Counter. Performed by Tom Alexander, John Banks, Emma Gregory, and Devia Mir.
In position. Logista Tearcast, do you read me?
Agent Deliver, do you have the target in sight?
Not yet. I have worked my way into a position overlooking the Markovan Mansion. No sign of Saluka Markovan yet.
Have you been spotted?
No. I was silent and invisible. I am the Shadow, as the Vindicare Temple teaches.
And you learned well, Agent. Is the mansion defended?
I can see soldiers standing guard. Three on the roof, two at the ground level entrance, another on the third floor balcony. They wear Markovan family livery, armed with auto guns and sidearms. They will be competent, but untested. Their body armor is for show. Typical aristocratic household troops.
Do not underestimate them, Agent.
Far from it. Every pair of eyes can serve the enemy. Every trigger finger can end us. They will be eliminated if necessary. I am holding fire for now. There is no need to give away my position.
Remember, the seventh rule of the Vindicare Temple. Every bullet must be accounted for.
And every shot must have its purpose.
Describe your target.
Saluka Markovan. Age uncertain, but Juvenat treatments make her appear young. Red hair, slender build. Two mind impulse ports on the back of the cranium. Identification Electu on the sole of the right foot. Harmless in appearance, but an inveterate and dedicated heretic, with access to blasphemous relics and archaeotech. Her veneer of culture and wealth masks a corrupted soul.
Your mission parameters?
Execute the target. No other outcome is acceptable.
Go for the kill shot, Agent Deliver. Do not trust anything less. Remember Cardinal Apophis. You risked your life confirming the kill up close because the brainstem was not obliterated with your first shot.
I need no reminding. I spent 12 solar cycles penance for my laxity. Wait, I see her. On the third floor balcony by the trooper. She is wearing an emerald gown with diamonds.
Take the shot, Agent Deliver. Thus the Emperor wills it.
I cannot. The head is obscured. It would not be a certain kill. She has sent the soldier inside.
Slow your heart. Slow your breathing. Be still.
My Emperor, your finger is on the trigger. The target has gone back inside. I had no shot.
Can you remain concealed?
Indefinitely.
Then wait for her to emerge again. Stay hidden for as long as it takes.
I have done this before, Tearcas. For 7 nights, I lay in wait for General Grest on the plains of Gathalamor. On the 7th, he opened the hatch of his Baneblade tank, and I put a round through his throat where his armor had its only weak point. I lost 40% of my skin to rot leeches in the swamp outside Cestus Prime, waiting for the anti-prophet Karinar to march out of the city gates. I punctured both his skulls with one shot. Logista Tearcas, I can wait.
What is that sound?
Engines, stand by. I see an armored gun cutter being brought onto the landing pad in the mansion grounds. It is being fueled for takeoff.
Is it ready to leave?
Almost. Household staff running through the pre-flight rituals of preparedness.
Saluka Markovan could be preparing to leave. Your Exitus rifle cannot be guaranteed to bring down a craft like that.
Agreed. I do not have the option of waiting after all. I'm going to have to close the distance to the target.
Can you do so unseen?
The two soldiers are still by the entrance. I have clear shots. Both down.
Every bullet must be accounted for.
I shall do my penance to my Emperor for the two additional shots. After Sir Luka Markovan is dead... I'm inside. No contacts. The place seems empty. I hear no movement nearby.
Strange. Be on your guard.
My temple demands I never be anything else.
It also teaches that it is when we are at our most confident in our abilities that we fail.
Wait! I see someone.
Have you been compromised, Agent Deliver?
No. It's a corpse. Elderly. Male. Markovan family livery. He is unarmed. He was a house retainer. Minor cranial augmentations. A scribe, perhaps. If he were alive, I could hear the blood in his veins. No visible wounds, though.
Sir Luka is liquidating her staff.
Eliminating witnesses. So there's no one who knows where she has fled to. I have to get to her before she escapes. I'm moving through the portrait gallery into the house interior.
Where are you headed?
To the main atrium. I have the floor plan memorized. I will have a clear shot down through to the landing pad approach.
Good. You may have to eliminate more staff to conceal your movements.
The walls here are lined with portraits. Generations of the Markovan family.
They are corrupted down to their very bloodline. That place is steeped in their heresy. Steel your soul, Deliver. There are threats within these walls. Even the Scholastica Mortis has never recorded.
O Imperator Salvanos. From the Kraken, from the Witch, from the Demon. From enemies without, within, and beyond. Mine is the glory of the destruction of your enemies. Mine is the burden of those that yet live. Let my every kill be a prayer in your name. O Imperator Salvanos. The spy mask shows no recent heat traces. But she came through here.
She could be thermally shielded.
Then either she is exceptionally paranoid, or she knew we were coming.
Both are possible.
I am advancing. Through the atrium. Still no sign of her. Another body on the ground. A household trooper. Dead. Again with no exterior wounds. The soldier from the balcony. I can feel her, Tiakas. She is still here. She is close.
Focus, Agent Deliver. Remember the tenets of your temple. Control your breath and your pulse. The Vindicari is an instrument of the Emperor's will. She is detached. She is without passion. Her only emotion is the desire to make the kill shot count. Calm your mind. Observe your surroundings.
The Markovan Mansion. 1,200 years old, built according to Neo-Thorian architecture. 23 armed personnel, 80 scribes and household staff. 91 rooms. Private medicae and juvenile suite. Arboretum, solarium, wine cellar. It is protected by a passive thermal scanning Auspex array, but it cannot see me. The sight lines are long in the main building, but too cramped in the east wing and basements for a rifle.
We are closer to our target, Agent. But that also means our target is closer to us. And the threats they bring with them are not limited to physical danger alone.
Emperor, give me your sight. Emperor, guide my hand.
There is no one here to guide you, Agent.
It's her. It matches her voice print. Sir Luka Markovan.
Where is she?
She's using the house's voxnet. I can't pinpoint her. She is observing me from somewhere.
You have trespassed in my home, Agent. You have violated the sovereignty of House Markovan. We are bound to the Imperium by treaties signed in the Great Crusade. You insult Not just this family, but the Imperium you claim to serve. I am not so foolish as to think that I can outrun a Vindicare's bullet. But if you want to add my kill to your tally, I will make you work for it.
For your crimes, Saluka Markovan, this death is a mercy.
Remain calm, Agent.
My only crime is brilliance. It is in ignorance that you punish me.
There is a security shrine on the ground floor. She could access the box net from there. It's the only place she could hear me from here. She's underneath me.
Was that gunfire? Are you hit?
Of course I'm not hit. She's headed for the Arboretum. I am pursuing. I know this house better than you do, Saluka Markovan. There is no way out of the Arboretum save the wine cellar. You are trapped. Every bullet you send my way, I will see coming. This is over.
Do you see her?
She has gone into the cellar. There are no ways out.
Then complete your mission.
The confines will be close. I will have to switch to my Exeter's pistol.
Remember, 3 shots minimum to the torso.
If the circumstances permit it, an operative of the Officio Assassinorum is admonished to pronounce the crimes of the condemned before performing the execution. Saluka Markovan, your crimes against the Emperor are many and comprehensively proven. Heresy, 17 counts, related to the worship of the one known as the Changer of the Ways. Theft of the Emperor's wealth and persons into the thrall of your cult. Possession of prescribed texts and artifacts. In all things, your life has been a wanton and deliberate act of blasphemy. For these crimes, and all others not known to the Emperor's sight, you have been condemned to death. There you are. I told you there was nowhere to hide.
At least I die as I lived, surrounded by the very finest vintages. So, this is who they sent after me. An Imperial assassin, no less. I knew I was something of an august personage, but I never thought I'd warrant quite such an exalted executioner.
Relinquish your weapon.
Take it. Your aim is as good as expected. Then I am unarmed. I have no recourse but to throw myself upon your untender mercies, assassin.
You do not deny the crimes by which you are condemned?
Of course not. Why bother? Nothing I say would stay your hand. But, Agent, do you ever imagine what kind of life you might have had if they had not taken you and turned you into this? A normal life. The kind of existence you have only ever seen through your gun sights.
Do not let her speak. Fulfill your mission.
Target down!
Confirm the kill.
Stand by.
I have often wondered what I might have been if they had never taken me. I doubt you in the Vindicare Temple have ever been given the liberty to entertain such dangerous thoughts. But in the Venenum Temple, they must grant us such liberty.
Venenum?
Yes. We must be able to think for ourselves. When one's weapon is something as subtle as poison, one must think outside the dictates of a temple like yours. A gun is a more straightforward weapon, but it has its limitations. I doubt you could have taken me down if our situations were reversed.
You are dead.
Some of me. One of my hearts. Both my original lungs, I think. But I have as many redundant organs as you do. The Grand Masters of the Venenum Temple will have to work hard to get me back to active duty. It was worth it, though. No, Deliver. You won't be able to pick your gun up again. The poison I used is paralytic. It was on everything throughout the mansion. The door handle you touched, the banister you vaulted, the floor you walked on. It just took a few minutes to leach through your sin skin.
Why?
For your crimes, Agent Deliver of the Vindicare Temple. For the weak-mindedness in permitting yourself to be possessed by a demonic force. The being known as Tearcas, which you drove from its former host, Cardinal Apophis. It jumped into your mind, and you lacked the fortitude to expel it. It thinks it is invisible inside your head. But the Officio Assassinorum is more cunning than it realizes. It masquerades as your mission handler to gain your trust and to access all the secrets of the Imperium's assassins. But it has nowhere to go now. Our psychers have made sure there is no way into my mind once you are dead. Of course, your constitution is too strong for my contact poison to kill you outright. The fatal dose will have to be administered by hand.
Dear Cass, what is she saying? Is it true?
Yes. Good night, Agent Deliver.
Yourself, Tearcas. Bravo! I did your bidding, my lord. You did nothing! No! You did worse than nothing. You foul and senseless wretch. You rancid mote of ordure. You less than vermin. Had you done nothing, Tearcas, you would disappear from my sight. I would think not on you at all. But you have committed the only sin that exists in the eyes of the gods of the warp. You have failed.
We were betrayed. I seized the assassin's mind as you commanded. She did not know. I had her completely within my confidence. But I was sent on a mission where her target was, in truth, her executioner. Someone within the Officio Assassinorum detected me. Some psyker in their ranks we did not know about.
We? Who is this we? Do you lay at the foot of my throne the responsibility for your miserable dereliction?
No, my lord, I am.
I seek dominion over the Officio Assassinorum, the Imperium's instrument of vengeance. The subtle blade of terror. No enemy or goal is beyond my reach with such a weapon at my disposal. But what I desire, I do not have. You, my servant, have failed at the task for which I elevated you from the masses of demonkind. And still, before a prince of the warp, you grizzle and squirm and deny you are at fault. What need do I have for one such as you?
I shall double my efforts, my lord, and my devotion. I shall never again return to you with my task undone.
No, Tearcas, you will not. Even in the realm of the gods, I am surrounded by fools. I can trust no one to corrupt the temples of the assassins for me. I shall have to see to it personally.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.